Begin the current daf. Masech the Shuma daf mem test. Begin on the base. Begin with test and ask. Begin with the Gemara beikur kmitza. But what do you mean? There's kmitza. How could you say that this is the avoid kasha shebi mikdash? And the Gemara says you're right. It's from the difficult ones. Now, but Tayyip says, "Masha makshar ri." This is the read that asks the parakam and the menachas and first parakam menachas the bi'alav and alavim rina. And the Gemara says, "Gabi mechas mafe," regarding the baked mincha, machvas macheshes, regarding the flat pan and the deep pan. It says, "Zui avoid the kaddish of mikdash." This is from the difficult avoid this in the base of mikdash. Well, parakam menachas boys matzah there and the nedal and alav rina. We say, "In the chasha kasha the kmitza." There's no more difficult for the kmitza yusim mechas chayte more than the sinner's flour offering. It's very dry. Now, if that's the case, so it should have mentioned over here together with the list of the avodah kashas. So this says nearly it appears to me like this. This that it says over here, these that are considered difficult avodahs, heim l'koyin, that they are for the koyin, lasses to do because yesh ben tzar, because actually it's painful. What does that mean? What are these that we're saying are considered avodahs kashas? You have malika, which is lemlik betziporinai. He has to go ahead and cut off with his fingernail. Lach techamafrekis. He has to break through the backbone, the spine of the neck of the bird. That's painful. Chinkamitza, the mechaz mafe. So too, the fistful of the baked flour offering. Sheshlei tsar lekayin. It's actually painful for the guy. Limchik begadol limilmalo. To go ahead and smooth out with his thumb on the top. But that's begatam lamata with his pinky on the bottom. Well, the hashvah is double cushion. He has to smooth out something that was baked, which is not crummy. It's hard. It's actually painful to go ahead and smooth it out. So too, regarding the handfuls of the kataris, as we explained in the Gemara, he has to take the spoon, a huge spoon with his teeth. Again, it's painful. That's from the list of the things that we say avoid the kasha. The oid mefarish lekamon. Additionally, the Gemara tells us later on regarding the difficulty of the chafina. She certainly zar moidah to be very careful shleif mechem gachom that he doesn't get burnt from the heat of the coals. So that's what it means that it's avoid the kasha, because in contrast of the gabi mechas chayte regarding the sinner's flower offering, loy kamar, it doesn't say in lecha avoid the kasha yes mechas chayte. It doesn't say there's no more difficult avoid this than the mechas chayte. El kasha lekmitza kama. But one thing it says that it's difficult to do the kmitza. What does that mean? Difficult to fulfill the mitzvah. Is because it's not needed with a K, and it's not needed. So you can't really smooth it out at the time that you're taking the kmitza because it's dry. But there's no pain, and therefore they mean two different things. When we say hard, it means to either fulfill the halacha or it's actually hard because meaning of physical pain. We continue next to the last that begins with the words of Gemara. Shami Hasim, there it's different. Because the yell of Sese mit Pesach, that no, here also the Gemara gives a similar type of an answer, that although you're right, generally would include with Damai, but there, by Pinyin Petach HaMarj, Lepakar Pesach, we learn Xer Shava, Sese, which tells us it has to be when it's alive. Now, Sese is Mekan Yishladak, he could analyze and precisely say, the other Kamar Rabbi Mem Rubba, this is the Rabbi says, and Baba Kamar Divine Zem Abbas, that Zeh, this, when it says Seh, the Pasik is Bana Av, is a building block. Whenever it says seh, and it says a climate comes to exclude that it can't be a mixed breed. And it says taisis hanya seh the pesach. That means which seh we talk about. The seh that says mekam pesach. And minhach, like the Gemara says, the same concept over here. The Rafinim, and they said the petach amar, that's what we learn out to the seh petach amar, which also says that you cannot do the pidyon with klayim. Now, Ubimrub Maskinan, and the Gemara Ruba there concludes, the Ben Avdi Rava, that the building block of Rava, the petach amar, it's what do you need it for? What's he saying? L'chom makom. It's for petach amar. Because now, like, learn the Mishnah. Ain't poidin loy be'egav v'chulin. You cannot do pidin without egav, etc. Which also excludes that of the klayim. And therefore, that's exactly what our sugi says, which is from the seb, the karban pesach. Hence, says Tosfos v'lekamish appears Rashi. So that's not like Rashi explains over the perikos of noy echulin of ayin ches on base that he says the binyan the rava. What's the binyan of a rava? Is mesek kesavim beseizim that he learns it out. But it says in Parashat Sirei that from that word of seh, that's where we exclude that of klayim, which tells us what seh kesavim and seh izim. Actually, other ve'imoy shneim kesavim, that until the father and the mother are both kesavim, lambs, or shneim izim are both goats. That's what seh kesavim and seh izim in the plural is coming to tell us, which that's contradictory. What we said from our sugya, which clearly that pidyon petach amar, which is what the Gemara says is the whole purpose of this that we're learning at Selach HaMokan, is from that of Karban Pesach. Another difficulty you have according to Rashi interpretation is Mahid de Meruba Gufa from the Gemara, the Meruba itself. The Parachas from the Gemara asks over there, Lord Rebbe Laws, so according to Rebbe Laws, the Matir Beklayim, that he actually permits to redeem that of the Petach Amar with Klai Mishu Seh, because ultimately it is a Seh. So Binyam de Rava Lamaya. So the Gemara says, so then what does he do with the Binyam of Rava? The Gemara answers, oh, it's Latameh Shanoilud Min HaTahar, V'Iburi Min HaTameh. So for example, let's say you have a cow that became impregnated from a horse and gave birth to a horse, which that's a tummy that's born from a tar, which become impregnated from a tummy. They were saying that, oh, that's what you cannot do a pinyan with, which that's what like Bishua. Because you're Bishua, misek sub mesa izin nafka. That you wouldn't need the binyan avad rava, but that he learns it out from misek sub mesa izin. Oh, so shmami nafka, the fact of Blazer, that he goes ahead and he excludes it from the binyan avad rava, which is not like that of Rabbi Yeshua, who learns of Mesek Savim, that obviously the Bin Abdel Rava, Loyav Mesek Savim, isn't. Obviously, you see that that wasn't the Bin Abdel Rava, because that's Rabbi Yeshua. Okay, Nirukamesh Barashti says, obviously, from the Gemara Rub itself, you see, like I'm explaining, the Mesed the Pesach Nafka. It's under from the set that our Sugi says is that of the Karm Pesach. Now, but says of a but it's a wonder. Because the Rava, Korle Bin Av, Rava is calling this Limud of learning from Seh, a binyanav, no, ben bagbag, the perkab, the b'chayas, and the b'chayas, and the b'chayas, color relay, xerishava, he calls this xerishava. Meaning, if we're saying this is what he says over there, is binyanav, the rava, in Meruba, and we're saying it's what we learn over here, sesam and pesach, but sesam and pesach, ben bagbag calls elsewhere xerishava, not a binyanav. Because the comrade says over there, nemakan seh, and nemalahan seh, says over here, says over there, seh, ma'alahan, pralacholashem, salobuchulu, just like over there, it's including all these different titles, etc. So you see that Mahasim and Mahasim, that's like what we generally call Xerishalma, not a Binyav. But moreover, Maishna did not get Rabbi Leitzik claim. Another difficulty would be is if we're correct, then what's Rabbi saying that, oh, from this Binyav, we exclude Klaim? Why is that Tfeim et Treva Veshchuta? Why is excluding that more than Lochas of being a moral defect or what's slaughtered, which in our Gemara, he excludes those two also from Seh? But moreover, what's difficult is the Ba'isavis ben Dichsin Beiseh regarding the prohibition of slaughtering the mother and the child on the same day. It says over there the word Seh. Lamai Trefa, to exclude if it's a Trefa, Kamaisha Hayinun. By Ba'isavis ben we should have excluded Trefa, Kamaisha Hayinun Mamaitim Klaim, just like we would have excluded Klaim. He loved the Chsiv, if not for the fact that it said, Oy Seh. Which Oy Seh, what's the Oy Seh? Oh, that's the Rabbi's account. That's going to come to include. Klaim, Kadisa Paraklaz of Ibnai, but Meruba, like it says in that Paraklaz of Ibnai, like Meruba. So, Lomit's nonsense. Now, why do we learn the Mishnah that Oysa Ibez Benoi, Noi, Betrefa, that it does apply by Trefa? And Rafa Rib Shimon, who disagrees, like part of Betrefa, the only reason why he exams by Trefa is that Bishop the Shkita Shenaruya, it's all because it's not a valid Shkita to permit it to be eaten. So, Lomit's Mishkita is quote unquote not considered a Shkita. Avon Mamashmoy is Seh, but from the wording itself of Seh, like Potter, he would not exam, like Oysa Ibez Benoi, but Libetur Shlomidal of the Hay. And that's difficult because why don't we say from Seh that we exclude, like we said now, Sugir of Trefa? And Chenib Yechenin, Sugir Yechenin. And my Machai Bidal de Hey, why is he obligated by the halacha of being 4 or 5 times the amount of Seh and a cow by Mochres a Trefa? Why? If you're selling the Trefa, why? I thought it says Seh, but then you should exclude that of a Trefa. But moreover, what's difficult is Rabbi Lozzi, the Matab Klaim Lifta, is, as we mentioned before, his opinion holds that you're allowed to go ahead and redeem Petach Amar with that of Klaim. Umuki bin Yabdirav, and he says, oh, so I thought that's what's excluded from bin Yabdirav. He says, no, that's what the Mishnah Dominat Tarth, when you have a non kosher animal that's born from a kosher animal. Menole deim paid the Mishkuta de Trefa. So then how does he know to exclude that you cannot redeem if it's slaughtered or a Trefa? But moreover, Kipark bin Meruba. The binyan of the Rava Lomali, what do you need to then from the binyan of Rava? What do you mean? Lema ditzuk lema tishkut der trefa. Why do you say that's exactly what you need it for? Is tishkut der trefa. But like when you can't say, oh, the hani b'lo binyan av nafka. No, we would know that even without the binyan, therefore the Gemara can answer that because nafka mishmusa de seh, we would learn that out from not sending the word seh. The hani lav sender, that quote unquote not seh. What do you mean? But we learned in this sugya, the par shachin nami make repar. It's not true. Even when it's loaded, it is considered par. We just have special gzeres sakasis, but it is called par. So this is what you can say is like this: the binyav der rava. This binyav of rava ugzeres shava, and you're right. This that we call gzeres shava in bag, but lav chodim elzi. It's not the same exact thing. Ella, but the tavayu nafkim in pesach. You're right. They both be learned from pesach, but there's a big pasuk over here, and they're learned from two different places. It says in the pasuk that Seh Tomim Zochah Ben Shana, a sheep that's unblemished, it's a male Ben Shana, it's first to Yilchem Shabifigum and Akvasim and the Ezim Tekach, which are taken from the sheep and from the goats. Now, The hash the binyan of the rava, the binyan of a rava is nothing. Me two is learned from the extra words of the minakfasim and the izim. The mashma, because what does that sound like? Actually, aviv kevis v'im a kivsa. It sounds like in the plural, the father has to be a kevis and the mother has to be a kivsa. Oh, the gzeris shava l'ham mistabelim with the klein, which from the gzeris shava, you upset, you would not have known logically to exclude klein from there. Why? Because of a shirin liquor belaz, we would have permitted the way your belaz holds is permitted. Ilav mishum binyanav, if not for the drasha of the binyanav. And the reason is b'neishu who seh, because ultimately it is a seh. And therefore, Avim Arbin Lim, Tifter, Tifter, Dibu, we would have learned it out, like the Gemara Darshans, that it says more than one time the word Tifter, we would have included it. Now, Avagav, the Trefer, Shchut, the Miki, Seh, the Lim, Arbin, Lohai, Trefer, Shchut, they're also called Seh, and we don't include that from Tifter, Tifter. But still, Klayim, Mistab, Lurbu, it would have been more logical to include that of Klayim, and therefore, you needed to exclude it from, this Bin Avim Rava, which is that you need to learn out that the bin Rav is teaching one thing, and the Gzeris Rav is teaching something else, because of bin Av the minakvasim my chop. That's what he's saying. But from the bin Av, oh, so then that you could exclude climb that specifically from not from the Gzeris Rav, that's from the bin Av, because the Leguvit the Pesach Lins. I'm placed by running a question. He says, what do you mean? Why don't you say that you need to tell me this pasuk for the halacha of the Karban Pesach itself? No, you don't need it. The Mishar Kachim Nafka. We know that from the halacha of other Kachim, the Matinim Buhu Klayim, we know we can't use Klayim, Mishar Kesav Eiz. So in fact, it says, Mishar Kesav Eiz, that it says by other Kachim, which from there we learn that it can't be Klayim. Now, Avgav the High Kurad, the Minakhlasim, the Mitzrayim, and although this pasuk is actually said by Karban Pesach in Egypt, Radain Lun Nemu Kachim, how would we know in Mitzrayim? But the parasha of Kachim wasn't said yet. It says, it's still a busted the nechtav of Kachim. But once the pasuk of Kachim was written, then you wouldn't have to say this pasuk anymore, because what's it come to teach us? Oh, Elazeb Banav, that's where the Binyan Rav comes from. Shekasim said, because of Mesam Nekvasim, it says, Minakvasim, to teach you that Kamakim should never say, in a Elohitze Klayim, that's where you know to exclude Klayim from. So these are two different limudim. There's Gzer Shava of Seh, and then there's the Binyan Av, which is from the Nekvasim and Izim, and that's where we know to exclude the Aloha of Klayim from, which you not have known to exclude from the Gzer Shava of Seh. Now, but then, since they've been trying to say, so wait a second, once we explain the Pasik, Tom the Chsib Bahai Kral Lamali. So we're learning out different things from this pasuk. So what do you need to say tam over in the pasuk? In other words, taste mishar kachim. That you could also look from other kachim, which we know has to always be unblemished. So nearly it appears to me, so says the itzok, you need to look at the shin perek shin zvach. Like we expound in the second perek zvach, the chofheim abeis. Halacha is, a tzorim oiz napar, if someone nicks the ear of the par. V'achar kibu dama, and then he accepts the blood, although it wasn't a mum when he shafted it, but it was before he did the kabbalah, the pasuk is to be invalid. Why? She makes sense in the pasuk, but lachum and have a par, has to take from the blood of the bull, which is hapar, shari kvar, has to be the symbol that was, and that it wasn't diminished or nicked at all. Now, in the other kachim kachim, I would only know that applies to kachim kachim, which is what the par is on Yom Kippur. Kachim kachim 9, how do I know even the lower level kachim? The siv says in the pasuk, Zachar tam ben shana yilachem, which is sheyikol abi Yosef, that all of their existence of the karbana should be tam ben shana, and that's how you know it. Now, v'avgav the parachal, although the Gemara asks over there, mikol azvachem, from all karbana should nishtaybem kizayis chaylev, when you have a kizayis of chaylev left over, that's zarekadam, get through the blood, amma lebi in shalom shazrika, what do you mean? You see that you don't have to be intact, all you have to have is a kizayis of chaylev to go ahead and do the zrika. Shana, the Gemara answers, no, tigma ben shana. In other words, this was saying that it has to be exactly what it was at the time of the Shechita, that's only regarding the halacha of being 1 year old. So if so, you don't learn out from this regarding the Kabbalah Saddam that's going to be possible if you're missing from the power. But although you're right, regarding all the avoidance of the carbon, it doesn't have to be that it's a tam. But Kabbalah Miyugomne, but regarding the Kabbalah, I mean not regarding the Zrika, but let's regarding the Kabbalah, that you do learn out from that. The Yom Tzassim, of course, we learn out where it's unspecified from where it is specified. And keeping the Golem but power, since we do reveal explicitly, but the power to be in Shaytan, B'Shaz Kabbalah, that has to be unblemished at the time of the Kabbalah, Saddam. So therefore that will reveal to us over here that the Talmud will apply that it has to be intact by the Kabbalah, Saddam. Oh, so it says, V'ashtin, Nichol Rebbe Lazar, now it makes sense according to Rebbe Lazar, the Avag of the Shar B'Klayim, although he permits to go to do the pigeon with Klayim, V'loy Muki bin Av le'Petach Amor, and he doesn't say that the Bin Av is teaching you that regarding the Petach Amor, but Asa B'Achrini Mikzer Shava. But he does say the claim is problematic by other karbanas, where you do learn out seh from the Gzeris Shava. Which Malan Pralachoshim is a logistic over there, excluding all the other tithes. So, and that's his thesis that actually Lavdavka, it's not necessarily precise. Because the climb limb exerishavanavka, including there in the category climb, like we said, climb is not limb exerishavan binyav, it's actually limb binyav. That's what Tesis was coming along to say. Okay, so is that Tesis? Oh, we just wanted to say it all in one category. Because the truth is, the exclusion of the calf and the wild animal also not limb exerishavan, much more to say. Just learned from the understanding of the word set, which excludes it. So again, we're just putting it all in one category, but really, they're learned from different sources, and that's what Tesis is coming along to say, this whole Tesis is to say. One is the binyan of the rubber, which is different than the exerishava of set. And says, this also explains to us why by, and Tesis is coming to answer all these questions, why by the prohibition of slaughtering the mother and the child on the same day, it applies by treva. And the treshumet of hay also applies by treva, because the binyan of will have no client. Because the binyan av was only from klein, which then teaches us to exclude that from the word of seh. But it's not excluding this of the shluta and the treva. Then Taisa said, "Sometimes you're going to say mekamakum leis begzeir shuvah deseh seh." But what do you mean? You should learn it out from begzeir shuvah of seh seh to exclude treva. Ki yafin the pinyan petach amar, like you learned out by the pinyan petach amar. And this is what you can say is no. They said it too. When they said seh ba'isa is menoyah the shuvah dal behei loy mufin begzeir shuvah. It's not superfluous to learn out. Yeah, when you have by pinyan chamar an extra word says, so you can learn it out, but then you don't. But then such a thing, it's a wonder because the kodayg when meruba the gemara and meruba is medayg pinyan of the rabba lomali. What do you need the pinyan of rabba? Ila kachrim. Maybe it's coming to. I mean, it's trying to figure out where ultimately is this for every place that you're comparing it to, and that is the gemara says ila kachrim. If it's regarding kachrim, behedik sebu explicitly says over there the shor echeves like we mentioned before that's excluding klein. Now says such a mash, but it sounds like the ila sebu behedya. So we're not written explicitly. El yafin the binyan of the rava. Rather, you learn out from the binyan of the rava that oh, have a nichle. Then it would make sense. So it's tasha my mind. But why? Who you like kasev a kachim, but had it not written the exclusion of klein by kachim, then oz lahayim miyuter min hakvasim in the izim. Then it would, the pasuk would not have been extra when it said mikvasim izim. Why? Because I would talk lmuti klein begufi. Then you would have needed you wouldn't know klein by itself, which we only said that. It's you don't need it, and you can learn it out because you know from Shara Kachim. But if you don't know from Shara Kachim, then what do you mean? Then you wouldn't even know the Mekvasa Yizim because you need to exclude Klein by itself. And the whole Binyam and Rava, we said, is because of the because it's extra. So Vayomer Rav Yitzchak, he says that it's not difficult. Because the Derech HaGemar Lahashas came. That's the way of the Gemara to ask those types of questions. In other words, Lafima Shalei Pirish Rava Binyam Shaloi, based on what Rava doesn't explain in his Binyam, welcome, this is what it's saying. If a kachim the binyan rabba is coming to say, but tell me you're going to say the binyan kvasim is meyusir, then the words binyan kvasim is more extra b'lei meiliv mekachim. That because you're not learning out from kachim elu mekrach, when you're rather from a different pasuk. Ah, that's what's saying. Afili minahachi loy nicha. Even had we said that, it still wouldn't be okay. That what do you need for the binyan av? Because the behedik simple, because explicitly says by kachim shara cheves to exclude that of klein. And that's the same thing that we say in Ksubit of Nevav Mabeis, the Bredesh Mazak Kedushin, of Gimon Beis, Gabekes Vikedushal. When we talk about the monies of the Kedushin, it says, Manuel and Davu Haba. How do we know that the Kesi Kedushin of the girl goes to the father? And the Gemara says, even Bredesh Begam, everything to say, because like Bredesh Begam. Now, it says, Taisi, the Avagar, the Bredesh Begam, Gufai. What do you mean? When the daughter gets embarrassed or gets depreciated, that itself, like Kamalim, Ksubit, Periklanaris, Davu Haba, we only know in Ksubit of Nevav Mabeis that goes to the father, El Mekedushin, Kedushin itself. And what's the svara? The Abaye, Masala Menuvel Mokeshkin, because if the father wants to, he could give her over to a Menuvel and to a Mokeshkin. So, wait a second. If you don't know by Kedushin, how you know by Kedushin God? Ella, rather, says it's the same svara, Luravchu Kamakum. I think I was just saying for like an extra Kiddush to say, I feel him, Tim Tulem, and the Bajan Begam Mekrokin. Now, even had you said it, meaning we talk adult, but even had you said it, Bajan Begam Menuvel and the Bazik, like Masala Menuvel, Kesik Kedushin Bazik, we'd not have been able to learn Kesik Kedushin from there. Because the Mala, I'm like, what over there, we find Shekin Abushak Begavayu, because the father has some rights over there. And then, therefore, since he has the ability to embarrass, so not necessarily we know regarding Kedushin. And therefore, again, you see that same svar. Now, but since there's Miyu Yesh Purushim Harbal Lashon, but there are, anyways, are a lot of interpretations over there in that Gemara. We're not going to be lengthy about that over here. Now, but then it says, well, lay down to my question. I don't really know really what Rabbi Yitzchak's question is. Mehid Meruba, from the Gemara Meruba, which sounds like that had it not written by Kachim to exclude Klaim, so we would have learned Davin the Binyav of Rava, but the Pasik of, he was asking, like, Vasim then would not have been extra Binyav, because you would need it for the conference itself, says Taisis, what do you mean? Shafilu miyaz mina kvasim, even if it would not be extra from the word mina kvasim, elam shum negamin mekadshim, rather, because you learn from kadshim, nicha the kamar ila kadshim, it still makes sense what the Gemara is saying, that, oh, if for kadshim, that's what the Bina Avirav is coming to teach us, ila have a kasa behed, who had it not written explicitly to exclude klayim, havmin neur said, he did such mina kvasim maguva, you're right, although then you need mina kvasim for the context itself, kachim gamina shabach is still you learn that kachim very well from over here. Why the kachim gamina bekeisha? Because we learn old kachim from hekesh. They said they're loyal. Of course you would know it. Of course we have one big hekesh. So you're right. You wouldn't need any extra to know it. You would know it just because old kachim have the same halach. So never that Taisus doesn't understand Ben Yitzel's question. But then Taisus ends. He said, "We're going to say now." My kamen bayilim in perakam the bechayis. What's the Gemara asking first? Bechayis stuff is days of an alf, which is the Gemara said the rabban the asu beklayim the corner rabban that they say that. It's prohibited with klayim. Mao lift is benidma. Okay, but what's halacha is, can you do pentachavar by nidma when it appears to be like a different type of animal? Now, it says Taisib of all klayim loy matin mekzer shavah. Like we explained, klayim is not excluded from the mekzer shavah. Bin av. Vim ken, if that's the case, nidma mechen tesis. So why would you think to exclude that of nad of nidma? So it says, what you can say is, keep the klayim of mistabal the rebuim mitif to tifta. Since ultimately, as we mentioned before, klayim would have been the most logical to include from tifta tifta. Also, bin yav lemuute, and the bin yav excludes it. Now, in the ma'it nami, nidma, gzer shavah. So you're right, similar to what we would say, from the gzer shavah, we would exclude that case of nidma. And the name would say, the gzer shavah dafka, that yes, that the gzer shavah is precise. And v'lein nirba, and the rabbi, mitif to tifta, we're not included from tifta tifta. So that's why we would have said, but you're right, although that's from the Binyav, we would have said that Nidma, similarly, we would have learned out to, now that we exclude that of Klayim, so we would have said that we would exclude that of the, similarly that case of Nidma.